Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Part 2, Chapter 29, Text 6. The title of chapter is Talks Between Narada and King Vajinimaya. So let us read first Sanskrit and then translation and followed by Srimad Bhagavatam. So this continued from Narada. Yesterday's verse talked about Narada's teachings, and the next verse is again by Narada. Sakya Indriya Gana.
Sakya Indriya Gana.
Sakya Indriya Gana.
Sakya Indriya Gana.
Jnanam Karma Chayat Pritam.
Jnanam Karma Chayat Pritam.
Jnanam Karma Chayat Pritam.
Guna
कृतं विमुद्धा ननुपाचायन्ति पश्यन्ति ज्ञान चक्षुरा. Translation: the foolish cannot understand how a living entity can quit his body, nor can they understand what sort of body he enjoys under the spell of modes of nature. But one who eyes are trained in knowledge can see all this. The living entities are merged into the air of life, which acts in different ways of circulation. There is prana, apana, udhana, vayana, and samana. And because the life air functions in this fivefold way, it is compared to the five-headed serpent. The soul passes through the kundalini chakra like a serpent crawling on the ground. The life air is compared to viraga, the serpent. Pancha Priti is the desire to satisfy the senses attracted by five sense objects, namely form, taste, sound, smell, and touch. So we will read the translation again. Please repeat. The five working senses.
Five working senses.
And the five senses that acquire knowledge.
And the five senses that acquire knowledge.
Are all male friends of Puranjani.
Are all male friends of Puranjani.
The living entity is assisted.
The living entity is assisted.
By these senses.
By the senses.
In acquiring knowledge.
In acquiring knowledge.
And engaging in activity.
And engaging in activity.
The engagement of senses.
The engagement of the senses.
Are known as girlfriends. And the serpent,
and the serpent,
which was described as having five heads,
which was described as having five heads, is the life air, acting within the five
circulatory processes,
circulatory processes.
So Hare Krishna. So today's verse clearly talks about, you know, builds on yesterday's verse, which talks about material knowledge, pramada. From material knowledge, with our knowledge which is material, instead of spiritual intelligence, material intelligence, the person generally thinks himself as body. As a result, all the things around him are related to that body. So as a result, this feeling of I, mine is very, very strong. Then of course, how can we change this feeling? So we can, when we read Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, we can clearly understand that what is the foundation for happiness. So the person is happy only when he is peaceful. And how can he be peaceful? A person can be peaceful only when the mind is steady. We know that mind is a monkey mind, it imagines so many things. As a result, when mind is not steady, so you will not be peaceful. So therefore, to be peaceful, our mind has to be steady. Now, how can this mind be steady? The mind is guided by intelligence. Intelligence is above mind. And if this mind is material, then it will make so many plans on acquiring this, acquiring that, I need this, I need that, and so many unwanted desires. As a result, you know, our mind will be unsteady. But to make this mind steady, we need to make our intelligence, you know, change part and shift from material consciousness or material intelligence to spiritual intelligence. We have to spiritualize this intelligence. When the intelligence is spiritualized clearly, our intelligence is guiding the mind. Mind is definitely understanding. Then surely, we, as a result, we will be very peaceful and happy. Then the question comes: how can we make our intelligence spiritual? So this intelligence being spiritual is not something we can just go and buy at university, at Nambur University, or in MIT, or Harvard University, or any such technology. These are not technology you can buy at a shop or an institute. So we need our intelligence to be spiritual, is only possible when our consciousness is also spiritualized. Otherwise, when our consciousness is material, right from our consciousness to intelligence, to our mind, everything is material, then we are not peaceful. And we want to be peaceful and happy, therefore we have to go to the foundation, how to make our consciousness in such a way that our intelligence becomes spiritual. So, in order to make our consciousness intelligent, we have to fix our mind on Divine, Supreme Lord, Bhagavan, Higher. When mind is on Divine consciousness, automatically our intelligence, initially may be towards material, but slowly it will shift and shift and shift towards spiritual. When it crosses a certain threshold of, say, for example, from 50% material, 50% spiritual, we are trying to balance. But slowly, when we push this mind towards more and more divine consciousness, our consciousness be more divine, as a result, our mind becomes steady. Which means the intelligence is guiding his mind becomes spiritual, then as a result, mind becomes steady. When mind is steady, we are peaceful. When we are peaceful, we are happy. So therefore, any time when we are not happy, it is because our consciousness is not divine. So this is very, very important. So which is also taught, may not be exactly in the same way, but there is the instruction in Srimad, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, one whose consciousness is divine, so he will have spiritual intelligence, and one of the spiritual intelligence, certainly our mind is steady. When our mind is steady, we are peaceful. When we are peaceful, we are happy. Of course, there is another verse where Lord Krishna says, how to achieve peace. Prabhupada often calls this as a peace formula. So when Prabhupada went to US, so many people are excited. So at that time, so he said, India says to the world, peace formula. Because these days we are like formula. So something that is very easily expressed, then it gets into our head very easily, it gets into our sight, then it becomes a global phenomena. When we present this formula, so that becomes very, very clear. The peace formula, which is a verse from Bhagavad Gita, that talks about Bhoktaram Ignatabhasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. So, one who has a clear knowledge that the Bhoktaram Ignatabhasam, a beneficiary of all our activities and ignorance that we perform, Ignatabhasam, Tabhasam, and then Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. So, one who is the Lord of all the worlds, when we have this knowledge clearly that Supreme Lord is the Bhoktaram Ignatabhasam, and he is Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, then we will be peaceful. Otherwise, we will never be peaceful. See, for example, now we have this health crisis throughout this planet, thanks to coronavirus. So, because this coronavirus, everyone is very excited. First anxiety is that coronavirus can attack me. Someone will enter into my body and cripple my health, and likely that I may not survive. So this is first anxiety. Those who are healthy, even though they may be not so much worried about coronavirus and life chances of survival, but they are very much worried about their wealth they acquire. And in this world, how do we, whatever wealth we acquire, and how do we enhance this value of this wealth that we got? One of the ways in most countries these days, so they invest in share market. So invest in shares. When the value of share is say $1, they invest over a period of time, within 3-4 years, it will become $10, so it increase by 10 times. So with that assumption, many people around the world have invested in shares. Now, because of the coronavirus and its effects, everybody is scared and losing job and also losing peace of mind. Then everyone worried that so their money might be, you know, has zero value, whatever they invested in shares. So they are worried, mainly because the share market has fallen so much that now it is almost the value, whatever, let's say you invested some shares in Commonwealth Bank of Australia, so which is one of the four top Australian banks and then blue chip investment in Australia. So people think if I invest in banks, it will never go wrong. They invested. So if you invested, you know, at that time in 2010, so it was around $40 per share. Then before coronavirus, it was almost like close to 60, 70. And then now, right now, it came back to that same 40. So because of this, so many people are excited. All those who are nearing the age of retirement, so they are in so much excitement. So whatever they say, their superannuation balance was something like, say, 1 million, it is now becoming 500,000. So some people are worried, so some people are taking away money. Some people are changing from shares to cash. But now they are told, if you do this, it is again more danger, because the share market will go up. And of course we know that Lord Krishna says, this will also pass. Correct? So it looks like right now this problem looks like a big mountain. But I'm sure, you know, time is energy of Krishna, not different from Krishna. So this will certainly solve this problem also. But unfortunately we want solutions, quick solution, immediate solution. Correct? Today the world of, you know, instant sense gratification. So everything has to happen instantly. Universe, it should grow immediately. So you pray to Supreme Lord, immediately it should give you, make you a rich person in the world. So we don't have patience for anything. As a result, so much anxiety is built up. Of course, this is the material consciousness, which is very nicely explained by Arata. Now looking at today's one, obviously in material consciousness we think we are body. The moment we have body, we have senses, which is what today's sense talk about, five working senses. And these five working senses are, you know, first one is eye, nose, ear, then tongue, and of course the skin body itself, skin. So these are working senses. So these senses are called as main points of Puranjani. So here Puranjani, in our previous chapter, so we have discussed about Puranjana becomes woman in next life. So the various Srimad Bhagavatam teachers here have discussed about Puranjana and why Puranjana become Puranjini, that is woman in next life. So this is primarily in purport, Prabhupada also talks about consciousness. In our gross consciousness, so we think we are body, and with this body, our life is fixed. There is no more anything. This is that's it. So there is a gross consciousness. But however, here in purport, of course, in teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna, and other revealed scriptures clearly teach us that there is next life. And what is that next life, next form of body? And where do we take birth? This is very clearly explained that at the last breath of our life, the consciousness with which we live in this body, that is what we achieve. It is therefore, so if you are thinking of divine at the last breath of your life, suddenly you will achieve divinity. So achieving divinity means achieving divine like body, but of course appearing are taking your birth in a divine place. So it can be if you are someone Tapta Lord Narayana, so at last birth of life you think about Narayana, then you will appear, you born in a divine form, just like Narayana form, Swarupa Siddhi. In Vaikuntha Loka where Lakshmi Narayana are. Or if your consciousness are Lord Buddha, which is also an excellent approach, then at that time you think of Lord Buddha, chant Lord Buddha's holy name, then you will appear in Buddha Loka, which is also in the Vaikuntha, part of spiritual world. Or if your Ishta Devata is Lord Narasimhadev, then you are seeking protection from Lord Narasimha, from the miseries of this world, or you are serving with love. You know, we take shelter of their lordship out of fear or out of love. That is, both are good. So you, if you are not able to take out of love, that is the first class. Otherwise, out of fear, you can take shelter of Lord Narasimhadev. So when you think of your Guru's feet or think of Lord Narasimhadev's name, clearly at that time, because of consciousness fully divine, so as a result, so the next life will be, of course, human form, but you will appear in divine planet, which is the Vaikuntha Loka, where Lord Narasimhadev resides. Of course, what is this Vaikuntha? Vaikuntha is a place of knowing psyche. All these anxiety that we have because of senses and sense desire, so they demand so many things, unable to fulfill. Of course, this is the world. Especially the sense desires are like, you know, waves in ocean. So if you just walk to 5 minutes to a ocean just near the temple, you go and look at how many waves are, you know, appearing and disappearing. And you will notice, if you keep on counting, you will never be able to finish the counting. It keep coming up, going up, coming up, going up, waves. Similarly, your desires are also like waves in ocean. Unlimited desires. Today we have certain desire, we fulfill it. That doesn't mean that we have no more desire. Desires keep coming endlessly. So it is impossible to satisfy this desire. That is first. Second, this world is full of unlimited things. Although people say we have infinite wealth, we have infinite resources, we have infinite so many things. But everything is finite. Plus temporal. Whatever we got, so even the age of this universe where we are living in, this is also finite. It may look like, you know, trillions of years, but however, when you look at eternity, this is just a limited. So therefore, in this world, it is impossible to satisfy our senses, especially when we are engrossed in satisfying our senses with our material intelligence, thinking ourselves with the body, then everything in life goal is simply satisfied senses, and because of limited resources, and we are limited, resources are limited, our ability to enjoy whatever is also limited, then we are unsatisfied, always frustration. But this can be solved by making our consciousness divine, then at the last breath of life, think of divine, then we certainly appear in divinely. You know, Vaikuntha planets. In a spiritual world, then of course there you have no anxiety, and of course your master is directly in front of you, with you, and he is a supreme friend, so he will never fail you. And you are in divine service as a result. So just because the supreme Lord is, you know, Rama, so he is possessor of unlimited happiness. Unlimited bliss, unlimited joy. When you are in association with a person who is unlimited, so you also gain unlimited clarity, unlimited bliss. And you are having a loving exchange, loving interaction with Supreme Lord and his associates. And there, on top of it, not only place of no anxiety, but also place of no arista vargas. Most of our suffering that is happening in this world, because our mind and heart is full with aristocrats. What are these aristocrats? Six aristocrats: Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, Matsarya. Kama, lust. So we are filled with so much of lust. So lust doesn't mean that, you know, so much of sexual desire, but also means lust for power. People are filled with so much of lust for power, they are ready to, you know, pull rug of their own dear friend, who has actually appointed them as a, for example, treasurer. If you are a country like Australia, India, or UK, any of these countries, so there is a government. So government is headed by a person called Prime Minister. So then he has got his sub-ministers like Treasurer, Finance Minister in other countries they call, and many other ministers that are working on him. But this person who is very, very temporary, any day, any second, they can bring him down. Next, so this person has been Prime Minister for a few months, then for somehow or the other, you know, so he lost the position. Because all the person next to him challenges us. And who is this person next to him? Next to him is his friend whom he has appointed as a treasurer or some other minister. That person will challenge him and finish. And then because the person who was assuming as Prime Minister, now he got the position, so he is so much morose and so much anxiety. So this happens. So because of lust of power, people can do anything. Then lust for, you know, acquiring wealth, unlimited wealth. Lust for prestige. So we seek prestige from many ways. And unlimited prestige. Most of the activities seems to be driven by desire for this prestige. Desire for connection. Unfortunately, this world will not, is limited world. And we are not able to bestow the prestige that we are seeking. And whatever that prestige is bestowed, that is also temporary. Suddenly, you know, somebody finds one small fault with you. The bigger the person you are, even though fault may be very small, tiny, but they will take a microscope and look at it and enhance it and make it so much of promotion that your life will be very easy. So this is the danger. Even if you are a controller, supreme controller of Australia in a material sense, still your position is so dangerous. So this is lust. Lust is a danger. Lust, kama, krodha. The second, so because of lust for power, position, prestige, so many things in this limited world, not fulfilled, sometimes you are more frustrated because you are closest person has brought you down. Because of which you get anger. Lust not fulfilled, lust is converted to anger. Kama, krodha. Now we are in krodha and unable to make any right decision, any decision correct. When we are in anger, so even if we speak, it is also nonsense. It causes more problem than solving the problem whatever we got. The kama, krodha. Then the greed, loba. Also we have so much of greed. So greed for acquiring everything. Sometimes this greed can cause us a lot of problems. So there was something called global financial crisis, where some people out of greed, banks out of greed, even the people working in also out of greed. So they take more loan that they can afford. Also they just want to be owners of so many properties. Then banks also want to give so much, everybody can incentive to give more and more loans. As a result, what happens? It goes up and up where it is no more sustainable. What the value of something which is $1 become $100, then it comes to a point, it's like a bubble becoming bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. How much bigger it can become? At one point, bubble burst. That caused global financial crisis. So often they trace to just few individuals, so who were so much greedy as a result of that, they caused global financial crisis, caused problem everywhere. At that time, of course, global financial crisis was very similar to what we see today in terms of economic and financial. But of course, now this is severe. This is not only financial problem, but also health crisis. Any time, any second, finished. Of course, the enemy that we are fighting is invisible. We cannot see. So invisible enemy, how can we fight? So all our people around the world, all the countries invested so much of their money that they collect from taxable people in building nuclear weapons. nuclear weapon cannot kill this coronavirus, because we cannot see the coronavirus. Only when we can see with our gross senses, we can attack it. Now we cannot see. So our enemy is invisible. Of course, enemy can come from invisible form also. So recently, I was looking at was teachings of realized souls. So this was a teaching came from various centuries. We have many realized personalities. At different century, there was also revolution. For example, during 12th century in Karnataka, there was a Bhakti revolution. So which was led by a person called Basavanna. So we call him Lord Sri Basaveswar. So Basavanna. So in a place called Kalyan, so there was a revolution. During that period, many great devotees appeared in different families, in different varnas, different castes, what we call Sudra, Vaishya, then Kshatriya and Brahmin. So these have appeared in different families. Even though some of them were born in Sudra families, they were great devotees. Their teachings are, they can put the whole thing, Srimad Bhagavatam, in three lines. Of course, Prabhupada said only three words. Surrender to me. Surrender to Lord Krishna. So if you surrender to Krishna, so this is equivalent of realizing these teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam, teachings of Bhagavad Gita. There is a surrender. Surrender to Supreme Lord. Because we always surrender to somebody. So whom do we surrender? That is the biggest question. Right, when we go to office, you surrender to employer. Then when we go to home, you surrender to spouse. Then we are surrendering everywhere. Correct? The surrender is there. So we are no more master anywhere. We think we are master. The especially material world, the more higher the master you are, the position is very dangerous. Because when you are weak, when you fall down due to some smallest mistakes from you, you fall down from, it's like a Mount Everest, you fall down into the ditch. You see, from Mount Everest to ditch, what happens? Finished. But if you are just near the ditch, near the Mount Everest bottom, even if you fall down, nothing happens. Correct? So this is a very dangerous world. So here, in the teachings, so this is called Vachana. So this is Sarana Vachana. Sarana means the devotee's Vachana teaching. Just like a poem, small poem. So there was a devotee, great devotee called Allama Prabhudev. Allama Prabhudev was the head of this revolution that happened in Kalyan in 12th century. So here is his poem, so which is very much relevant to this coronavirus situation. Why he did. So he says, Kanda Kandu Nella Bandhu ಅಟ್ಟಹಾಸಿದೆ ಮರೆಯುವ ಜನಕ್ಕೆ ಕಾಣದ ಜೀವಿ ಬಂದು ತಲ್ಲಣಿಸುವ ಜಂಬು ನೋಡ ಮಹೇಶ್ವರ ಕಂಡ ಕಂಡದನ್ನೆಲ್ಲ ಬಂದು ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸೊ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಕಿಲ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ವಿ ಸಿ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಆಲ್ ಕನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ದೆನ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಕಿಲ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಪ್ರೈ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಯು ನೋ ಈಟಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಕಿಲ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ಅದನ್ನ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಬಟ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಪಿಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಪ್ ಲೈವ್ ಎನಿಮಲ್ ಲೈವ್ ಇನ್ಸೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ then putting into burning oil, then taking it, putting it into pot. So there are many videos of circulating this what people are doing. And then I am taking so much of great pride in it. When this happens to the extreme, at that time, kaanada jeevi bandhu, there will be a living entities that you cannot see but it appears. And that living entity will do Tallani Sujava, the whole planet, the whole earth will be saved by it. So this is a very nice poem, and this clearly the situation, the way what we see here. Of course, so this living entity is aware, we also learned about living, every living entity has a soul. It is also eternal soul, but for some reason or other, because of its karmic activity or reason, it has taken this shape, and this soul is also just like us. It has purpose, it had a place. It's supposed to be its own place, but unfortunately due to our activities, we brought out of this. Correct? They call genie out of water, we cannot control. So it has its own past, right? So many bacteria in our body. So they are actually friendly to us, to help us to rise up the food. As the food is poison, they eat instead of going into our body. So we are not regulating our activity. So there is one verse also talks about Pratyahara. So we just, you know, want it unlimited, unregulated. So not only eating. So it talks about no regulation in eating, no regulation in also working for earning money, no regulation in sleeping, no regulation in enjoyment. Unregulated activity. What happens? We end up suffering in this world. So that is where the verse says, one who is regulated in eating, working, sleeping, and recreation. So he will not have any anxiety because he has taken shelter of divine yogic practices. So this is very, very important. So when we are driven by these senses, which are called as dharma friends, in this verse, dharma friends are Puranjini. Here Puranjini or Puranjana are all the living entities. So we all have dharma friends. Some are roughly outside, some are attached to our body, some are inside. The ones which are attached to body are these all our senses. Eyes demand so many things, tongue demands so many things, nose demands so many things, our ear demands so many things. Like all they are demanding human senses. They are all our girlfriends. So this Puranjini is girlfriend and girlfriend are every divinity. So in the process of trying to satisfy the senses, of course the senses are used for acquiring knowledge. But the senses, often people say, oh, I cannot see this, therefore it doesn't exist. They also derive the existence of Supreme Lord. So I cannot see a God, therefore God doesn't exist. Now, so you cannot see coronavirus, doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. It is active. So this critic says God can have a form, may not have a form. But of course, this coronavirus we are not able to see because our senses are, faulty. But if you take a right instrument, you can see. Now they detect, oh, this person is coronavirus positive. How are they seeing? They take a, person is tested through a proper instrument, that so that this person has this virus. Right? Therefore, we need a right instrument to see. One, we can use instrument like this to see what is happening remotely, or those with the divine consciousness, they can see. So when our eyes are filled with divine consciousness, Rupa says that when our eyes is, cataracted, but when they are cured with the right medicine, they can see things clearly visible. Similarly, a medicine for eyes with our divine consciousness, if we start seeing and develop that affection and love, clearly we can see Lord everywhere. So this is, such a persons are, Uttama Bhaktas. Of course, in Bhagavad Gita also Lord says, one who is Uttama Bhakta, he can see Supreme Lord in dog, in dog eater, in Brahmana, in Hathi, that is an elephant. We can see everywhere. Because Supreme Lord is a great friend of everyone. So he has accompanied each living entities as Paramatma. So who is ultimate fulfiller of our wishes? So he has accompanied. So with that consciousness we can see. Otherwise we can see everything material. Not only seeing material, but we see them as a sense object. So how can this person serve me? How can that person serve me? Or how can this person help me to earn more money? Or how can this person help me to enjoy? So, our consciousness with the senses, cross senses, making the senses as our girlfriends, and fully focus on enjoyment in this limited world, then we will ever be happy. Of course, Lord Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita that this world is a dukkhalaya and asya. So this is one of the verses from chapter 15. So this is a supreme destination. So we are working very hard to make this place as our supreme destination, Ajna. And we have seen from history, from ages and ages, that everyone who tried to make this world as their supreme destination, frustrated and miserable. So from the history, at least we should learn that none of the past people, live happy by making this world their supreme destination. How can we be happy? So better change, better find out a place where there is an unlimited happiness, there is no arrest of our lives. And when we go there, nobody there has got the stability. We talked about kama, krodha, lobha, then moha. We are in so much of illusion, attraction for something. Just like, when we are thirsty, if you are in Saudi Arabia, let's say you are somewhere and you see watch and just far away, like a half a kilometer, you see water and you keep running there, the water keeps going away. The illusion. Similarly, all the desires, our efforts to satisfy desires are also so much temporary, and we keep running after them and they go far away. And then they're frustrated. But everyone is frustrated. If you bought, almost huge amount of money, which is made look like unlimited in material sense, but you are also frustrated, that person is frustrated. I heard that this Australia is the richest person. So this person who owns cross casino and all that. So this person is having mental issue, mental health problem. So mental health problem. Physically so much of wealth is there. So many houses, one in Bondi Beach, another beach, everywhere. Then they have one personal charter plane to take them from Australia to America, maybe to back, with whichever girlfriend you want or girlfriend you want. But unfortunately, now mental anxiety. Mental illness. So this is a growing disease. It's because of people being not fully satisfied themselves internally. They keep seeking satisfaction outside. You seek, girlfriend, or senses and sense satisfaction. So you marry, not satisfied, then find another girlfriend, she'll be there for 2 days, again, file up, then they will sue you in a court and ask you to pay half of your wealth, then you are morose. I worked so hard to run this Crown Casino, now with a $50 billion value, and tomorrow this girlfriend separate and says, give me 25 million. All kinds of excitement because of our unlimited desires. Because of these desires, people have lost the good position, those who were presidents of big countries like America, because of driven by some flickery sense desire. That fellow was almost was building the almost of the position. Right? Since then, he is in so much of trouble and whole family is in trouble, just for a little temporary gratification. So therefore, whoever you are, whether you are president of a country or aunt in a country, everyone is suffering. Of course, scripture says that not only president of this country, the Lord Brahma himself is also having so much anxiety. From Lord Brahma, the supreme living entities in this universe, to an insignificant ant in Melbourne, all of them are suffering. Of course, everybody in between also suffering. Like all of us because of our desires. But somehow or the other, if you can make our consciousness divine, then our suffering, body suffering will be there. But we, because of our the divine consciousness, these are insignificant. You have so much of joy and bliss in serving Supreme Lord that all other problems will become insignificant. The problems are there. This world is full of problems. Without this is not a place of no problems. So it's full of problems, but because of conscious being so pure, then you are in so much of the divine consciousness, then that person achieves a status where both heat or cold, success or failure, praise, defamation, all these become equal to the person. This is also talked about in previous verse about this Puranjana becomes woman in next life. When this Puranjana became woman, she became he was born as a daughter of a Vidarbha king, and she became Vidarbhi. She married Maladhvaja, and Maladhvaja, of course, after performing his successful family life, so then he retired at the age of 50, following teachings of scriptures. Then he went to a forest where he perform austerities. He performed so much of austerity and then engaged in meditation, engaged in service of God. There, because of the austerity, he achieved the status where he can now see both cold and the heart equal. Therefore, undisturbed. Therefore, even if you are in this world, the world full of misery, but if you make your consciousness divine, suddenly, so we can be undisturbed and we can be happy. Not only those simple things as we talked about, but being regulated in our work, regulated in our eating, regulated in our sleeping, regulated in our recreation, we can counter the miseries of this world. This is the formula. How do we counter? Because of unregulated activities in everything, so we have the problem. Plus, we also not engage in any yogic practices. Of course, now coming to yogic practices, what are the yogic practices? So, there are many types of yogic practices one can, you know, follow in life to make consciousness divine. So those are nicely taught in various scriptures, whether they are Bhagavad Gita, or Quran, or Bible, the various teachings are there. Most of them talk about Kundalini. So even Muhammad, so who is like a founder of a Muslim religious principles. So even he also talked about, you know, remember holy name right from sunset to sunrise, sunrise to sunset, all the time. Even the Bible also talk about holy name. Of course, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam talk about holy name. So there are many yogic practices are given. So one of them is chanting holy name. By chanting holy name, we will be able to, you know, make our consciousness slowly lift from the grass, material consciousness, to slowly purify, then come to a state of purity. It may take a lifetime, or some who are, you know, very lucky, so they might be able to become a fully consciousness in a second. So that means some can immediately surrender to Supreme Lord and follow his action. Of course, here when we say surrender, what does surrender mean? Surrender primarily means following the instructions. So if I surrender to Srimad Bhagavatam, that means I read his instructions, teachings, then put those instructions in practice in life, because of which then my consciousness becomes divine, so as a result one will be peaceful and happy. So this was, today's was clearly emphasized those points nicely. Then of course, so we are in, you know, from prana, apana, these are various types of life here, for instance, in a five-fold way. These are very nice explained, and these are compared to five-headed serpent. Of course, the soul passes through the Kundalini chakra like a serpent traveling in the sun. So, of course, this Kundalini chakra or our soul, how do we pass? So, Srimad Bhagavatam talks about the person with divine consciousness, how he passes his soul very easily, and just very easily he can pass, but others have struggled very hard and they pass through different bodily holes. But if you are able to pass this soul just through our mind and your consciousness purely out very easily, and that person will surely achieve divine liberation. So this is a way to counter miseries of this world. Then making our consciousness divine, making our senses purity, and free from this aristavagas, kaapam, kodha, loba, moha, madha, mascharya. Mascharya is enviousness. So in the material world, full of mascharya. Where in spiritual world, no mascharya. Therefore, when you have associates there, friends there, with Lord, with his associates, with friends and our friends, everyone, there is no zero greed or zero desire, lust, no, free from aristocracy. Master, no master. So as a result, one will be, you know, will be peaceful with it. That's why it's a bad place of no anxiety. So of course, if we can make this place also like that, then we will not have any excitement. So this is where yogic practice comes into picture. So reading Srimad Bhagavatam, reading Bhagavad Gita, reading Quran, reading Bible, depending upon whatever faith you got, follow those teachings of those great scriptures and truly follow. Even in Bhagavad Gita also, there can be misunderstanding. So here, Srila Prabhupada, translated Bhagavad Gita, and he titled it as a Bhagavad Gita, as is. Otherwise, Bhagavad Gita, as realized by me. When in a material consciousness, you can misinterpret and make life any sort of it. So instead, if you understand Bhagavad Gita as it is, as the original author meant, then, and we follow those instructions, then life will be divine. And when our consciousness is divine, our religion will be spiritual. When our religion is spiritual, our mind is steady. When our mind is steady, all the senses that we talk about girlfriend in this verse play, they will be controlled. When they are in control and mind is steady, we will be peaceful. And when we are peaceful, we will be happy. Whether coronavirus or no coronavirus, whether no wealth or no or full wealth, we will be happy. So these are the teachings that we understand from Srimad Bhagavatam, particularly the place was how to make life divine consciousness and how to be happy. Hare Krishna. So let me stop here. So thank you very much for this opportunity to to say read Srila Prabhupada's teachings, purports, and of course the works that is put together by Vedavasa Muni, and of course it was script by Lord Ganesha. So because of all of them, of course the devotees here, so I was given instantaneous opportunity to sit on Vyasasana. So whatever I spoke are primarily teaching from these scriptures, and of course most of those are influenced from Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada, thank you very much for giving us deep knowledge, which I will say Hare Krishna. Any question to Hare Guru Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Sri Sri Gauritai ki jai, Radha Vallabhakare ki jai, Jagannatha Baladev Subhadamani ki jai, Lakshmi Narasimha Swami ki jai, Giri Govardhan ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.